USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House will be voting today on a war powers resolution aimed at limiting President Trump's authority to order further military action against Iran. After she and other lawmakers from both parties were briefed about the president's order to kill a top Iranian general last week, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called it a provocative and disproportionate military airstrike that put U.S. forces at risk. Only two Republicans came away from the briefing publicly critical of what they heard there. One, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky.
What I hear was less than satisfying.
And Utah GOP Senator Mike Lee called the briefing the worst he's had on a critical military issue in his 9 years on Capitol Hill. Ukrainian international airlines execs say it's unlikely it was a technical error that caused a deadly plane crash in Iran this week. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
A divided federal appeals court lifting a lower court order that's been blocking billions of dollars in military funding to be used for President Trump's border wall. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans yesterday granted the administration's request to stay an injunction that was issued last month by a federal judge in El Paso, Texas. The case could now be appealed to the full Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals or to the Supreme Court. Republican U.S. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy again criticizing Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for delaying submission of articles of impeachment to the U.S. Senate, which is supposed to now hold a trial.
The idea that she had to rush us, that she had to get it because it was so imperative that it move forward, the idea that she wouldn't move it forward just shows the weakness of the case and, more importantly, the no need for it.
Pelosi says she's holding on to the articles of impeachment for now with concerns about how the Senate plans to handle a trial and whether it would be fair. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A soldier from New Jersey killed in Afghanistan will be buried today in Arlington National Cemetery. 33-year-old Sergeant First Class Michael Goble was killed by a roadside bombing back on December 23rd, just a few weeks before he was scheduled to come home following 4 tours of duty. Flags have been ordered to fly half-staff in New Jersey for the rest of the day. Puerto Rico is now under a public health emergency after this week's powerful earthquakes there. Health Secretary Alex Azar's declaration issued yesterday will allow health officials in that U.S. territory to make sure that all the health care needs of the people on the island are being met. A magnitude 6.4 earthquake struck on Tuesday, and, well, there have been dozens of aftershocks since. Prince Harry, Duchess Meghan Markle, and their son Archie planning to move to North America and leave behind many of their normally royal duties. A formal announcement from Buckingham Palace saying that Harry and Meghan of Sussex plan to step down from their senior royal roles and spend more time in Canada. And holy Hollywood, Batman! Original Batman sidekick actor Burt Ward getting a star today on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He played Robin in the 60s TV series Batman, across from Adam West as Batman. Today his star will be unveiled in a ceremony next to the star of Adam West. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.